Hey y'all.
Hey.
Stand up.
Hey. Now,
hey, I'm doing the podcast. Say welcome back. Say welcome back.
Hmm.
Say welcome.
Daddy.
Say welcome.
Welcome.
Back.
Back.
Yes, it's been a long time since I did the podcast last. I think it's been the last time we did the podcast, me and Daddy used to do the podcast together. The last time, hey, no, stop.
Bun.
No, don't push the button yet. The last time me and Daddy did the podcast together, you were just about to turn 2. Yeah, you was about to turn 2 years old. Now, you're about to turn 4. Guys, Louie is about to be 4 years old, and since the last time I talked to y'all, we've added a new addition to the family. Yes, it's almost your birthday. When is your birthday?
Daddy.
I said when is your birthday. When is Louie's birthday?
3, 4.
Now, how old are you going to be? When is your birthday?
4.
When is your birthday? When is your birthday?
3.
No. No, listen. When is your birthday?
Happy birthday.
Oh, my goodness. He not listening to what I'm saying. Louie, when is your birthday?
3.
Yes.
6.
Yes, good job. He said January 6th. So, yeah. He's about to turn 4. Last time we did the podcast, I think it was December 2020. So he was getting ready to turn 2. And now we have a baby. Louie, do you have a sister or a brother?
Did you boy?
What?
Did you?
Yes, you have a sister.
Did you boy?
No, not sister, brother. I said, do you have a sister or a brother? Do you have a baby sister or a baby brother?
Brother.
You don't have a brother. She not no dang boy. Anyways, y'all, Louie's so funny. Louie is hilarious. Like, his character has, what am I trying to say? Grew, I guess. He's grown a lot, yes. But he has so much more character and personality to him. And it's the cutest little thing. And he's so funny. Why are you doing that? Are you okay? Yeah. Anyway, so
yeah,
we have a baby now. So I currently have a 3-month-old and a 3-year-old. And on the 26th, she will be 4 months. And on the 6th of next month, he will be 4. So life has been great. Yeah. I can't complain. I'm alive. I'm healthy. I'm well. I can talk. I can walk. I can hear. I can see. I can take care of my kids and love on them every single day. So, I'm definitely blessed. Yes, I see that it's wet. Now, life is definitely hard. It is hard. I can't say that. But, hey, you live and you learn. And that's what, you know, everybody have to go through growth and progress. Make progress within life. But, but man, motherhood is something. Motherhood is something. I've been a mom for 3 years, you know, before having my daughter. Because obviously I got a 3-year-old. And since having him, I've been a stay-at-home mom.
Maybe.
So I'm about 4 years in of not being able to consistently work. Because here and there, I picked up a job. Like, while I was pregnant with my daughter, I started working and had to stop. Not long after, I think I only was able to work that job for right at 2 months. I don't even know if it was right at 2 months. And after I went to one of my regular doctor checkups, he told me I was high risk. And I was high risk with Louie when I was pregnant with him. And I ended up being high risk way earlier in my pregnancy this time than I was last time. Last time when I was high risk, I was, I think, 32, 33 weeks. And he put me on bed rest, but this time I was, I think, right at 20 weeks. I don't even think I was over 20 weeks. And he told me I was high risk and needed to take it easy. So I had to stop working, did not get to work any of my pregnancy, which was very stressful as far as financial wise for me. Obviously their dad is a big help, but of course I want my own income and I want to be financially better, in a better financial situation. Louis, will you please stop that? It's not, no more lotion in there. Here, hold this. I gotta shake it out. Anyways, long story short, life is hard, but I am blessed. That I just make that a whole nother episode about
Detroit, Mom.
About my my pregnancy risk, if y'all want to hear about that, and about being a stay-at-home mom for 4 years. Man, it's hard. You have to have a different type of patience for that. Just like right now. While I'm on the podcast, any little noise that Louis can make. And y'all might think, oh, he's just being a kid. Which he is just being a kid, and I let him. But if I'm on the phone, or I said like right now, making this podcast, or if I'm sending a voice message, Louis can literally be in the living room playing with some toys. I'm in the bedroom. He gon' and it's like he just magically knows that my phone to run. Cause mind you, Louis, mind you, my phone stayed on vibrate. So he cannot feel my vibration when my phone going off. I'm on the phone. Here he come running in the room trying to make any type of noise he can to talk over me. Why? You was just playing by yourself. Why do you have to do that? But hey, that's a little kid. You know, something that I've learned to do is to like look past the little things that can be frustrating about being a parent, like him talking over me, like why you can't just go play with your toys instead of letting me have my conversation that I'm trying to have. I try to just look at it like one day he gonna be big. I mean, he about to be four, so he not always gonna do the little things that he do now that can be frustrating sometimes. So anyways, I just wanted to get on here and say welcome back, because I am back and I'm gonna start doing the podcast. I'm gonna reach for at least 2 times out of a week. I really don't know what type of, I don't know. I mean, when I started the podcast, 3 years ago, it was just, it was just to just vent and to talk, you know, and to, you know, maybe have a relatable situation with someone. Of course, not about nothing too personal, but, you know, just to vent and talk about day-to-day life. And like I said, motherhood, I could do a whole topic on that. So I do plan to at least do this twice a week. My weeks be so hectic, like days just run all together. Anyways, that's another topic too. But while I'm rambling, let me finish getting my son dressed. I just got him out of the tub, so we're getting ready for bed. I will be back maybe tomorrow, I don't know. But welcome back, and I hope that everyone that was following this podcast before I stopped doing it is still here and still want to hear my story. And I just can't wait to talk to you guys and catch you up on what all has changed, because a lot has happened in these past, stop Louis, in these past 2 years. Louis, don't do that. Do not. Or 3 years, however long it's been, I don't even know. And I can't figure out why my podcast name is DTV. I understand. I mean, I know that when I made DTV, it was a purpose behind it, but I don't even know what that means now. That's bad. Like, why didn't I write that down? So I'm trying to figure out what the meaning of DTV even is. Crazy. Anyways, I hope everyone is having a great day or night wherever you are. We're getting ready for bed, so let me get off of here. Now, we will talk to you guys later. Say bye.
Bye.